Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 657. I wanted to talk about something that came up in a session recently with some parents that I work with. And if your child is having trouble calming down, let's say your young child is having trouble calming down and it's been very stressful for you, one of the best things you can do is to model for them what it looks like to get a hold of yourself. For example, imagine that your kids are playing and they're disagreeing about something and everybody's kind of fighting, whining, complaining, and there's a lot of chaos, and you can feel your stress level rising. Well, if it gets too high, you're probably going to lose your temper and yell, right? What's another thing that you could do as a parent? Try to get a handle on your stress level. But how do you do that in the moment when everybody's yelling and fighting and complaining? Well, one thing you can do is you can sit down on the floor, sit down on a chair, step away from the situation, walk to the other side of the room, perhaps, and say out loud, I'm really frustrated right now, so I need to get myself calmed down. And sit there. Either lay on the floor and take some deep breaths with your eyes closed, or sit in a chair, or sit on the floor and close your eyes and take a few deep breaths to calm yourself down. You've said it out loud, and now your kids are able to see you going through the effort to calm yourself down. So let's say you sit there with your eyes closed and you take two or three deep breaths. Maybe it takes you 15 or 20 seconds. And then you feel yourself beginning to calm down ever so slightly. Maybe you go from a level 9 to a level 6, just a little bit calmer. And then you open your eyes and say, okay, I feel a little bit calmer now. Let's see if we can work this out. And then you go back and you try to help your kids sort out whatever the thing was that they were having trouble over. If you give yourself that space, that pause, that little tiny bit of time between their stimulus and your reaction, it allows your brain, the creative part of your brain, to come online, hopefully, and come up with a better way, to a more creative way to handle whatever the current situation or struggle is. If there is no space and no time between their stimulus and your reaction, you're just going to yell, or you're going to send them to their room or threaten them with punishment or whatever you're going to do. But it's not going to be A, the most helpful, productive, efficient response. B, it's not going to be creative, and it's going to come from frustration and anger. And then C, you're not helping your kids learn a better way to handle whatever the problem is. If you can create that space, 1 second, 10 seconds, 20 seconds, between what's going on and your reaction, you have a chance to turn your reaction into a response. And that's so very important. And it's so valuable to do this in real time with your kids in the moment, because not only are you going through the effort to get a handle on your own emotions so that you don't overreact and yell, threaten, punish, whatever, but you're modeling for your kids how they can try to get a handle on their emotions when they're ready to blow their top. This is a skill that will serve them for their whole lives if they can get a handle on their emotions when they're feeling really frustrated and angry. So it pays, this kind of effort and practice pays dividends now and long into the future, both for you and for them. So model for your kids what it looks like to calm yourself down when you're ready to blow your top. It helps you in the moment and it helps them for their lifetimes. Okay, that's what I wanted to share with you today. I hope that wherever you are in this world, you have a very calm, controlled day for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.